Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder. As I mentioned, I'm sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and there was a drone attack that took out the head of Al-Qaeda, and that is breaking news. So today I wanted to squeeze Dr. Tom Makaitis in on the air with us. He's the professor of history at DePaul and a terrorism expert. How are you, Tom?
Good morning, Wendy.
All right. Well, since the last time we spoke, some big news breaking this morning, thanks to a drone attack. Give us the details.
Well, we've been wanting to get Ayman al-Zawahiri for years. He was the number two when bin Laden was still alive. I've always believed he was the brains of the operation. He went into hiding along with bin Laden. He escaped Afghanistan when we invaded. It was in Pakistan, we think. And with the Taliban, he returned, and we found him. We have good intelligence on the ground, which is great. And they took him out with probably a Hellfire missile fired from a Reaper drone.
And is Al-Qaeda still our biggest threat, Tom, would you say?
No, this is a victory for justice, and it's a reminder to everybody we have a long memory and a long reach. They've yielded primacy to place to ISIS, but the real threat's the ideology, which is so persistent. The next one down.
You know, I hate to say this, but when I heard this breaking news this morning, I thought of, is this wag the dog again? Biden has a rebound of COVID, and is this just something that was thrown out there? How do we trust the government anymore, Tom?
Well, you know, it's not wag the dog. These things happen when things are ready. They've been tracking it for some time, and Biden gave them the ability to, to take the shot when the opportunity presented itself. They wanted to make sure there were no casualties. They had to precisely map his movement, and it was the right time. And let's be frank, I don't think he's going to get much of a boost from this, because people are still focused on the economy. I think everyone is praising the operation, but in any case, it was the time, that's all.
Okay, and what is this top Al-Qaeda leader's name again? Ayman al-Zawahiri. Did he take over after Osama bin Laden?
Yes, he did. He has been there since the beginning. He joined Osama bin Laden in the mid-1990s when bin Laden was held up in Sudan. And he basically, really got him thinking globally, which bin Laden really wasn't doing. He goes all the way back to the Egyptian, Muslim Brotherhood that murdered Sadat all the way back in the early 1980s.
And he was part of the mastermind planner of the 9/11 attacks?
He was one of them, yeah. I can't say for sure who was, in fact, the tactician. That may have been, one of the others. But ideologically, he was pushing this sort of thing. He probably helped bin Laden write the 1998 fatwa to kill Americans wherever and whenever he could find them.
And how long have we been looking for him? I mean, since 9/11?
Actually, probably a little before. We might have been looking for him since 1998, but there's no question that definitely been looking at him intensely since 1991. Unfortunately, Pakistan played a bit of a double game. They had no choice but to support us, at least tacitly, but they allowed Al-Qaeda to operate in the border areas with Afghanistan, where we couldn't really touch them, although we did make an exception for bin Laden. Probably would have Zawahiri as well if we knew precisely where he was and could have done it surgically.
Who's more powerful and more dangerous, Al-Qaeda or Taliban?
Right now, I would say the Taliban, for the very simple reason that they allowed, they broke their promise already. They allowed him to come back on their territory when they made clear to the U.S. as a condition of withdrawal that they wouldn't do that. So it shows us that their word is worthless on that, as it is on their promise to respect the rights of women.
And what will their repercussions be? What are we going to do to the Taliban for this?
That depends on what happens next. If they continue to allow people onto their soil, then I think we might very well do more of what are called over-the-horizon strikes. And it would take something very dramatic to get us back on the soil of Afghanistan. I think you could expect to see more of this, but the Taliban may think twice about allowing this to happen again.
And is there anything that we need to worry about with retaliation for this drone attack that took the Al-Qaeda leader out?
Well, you know, they would like to hit us whenever and wherever we could. But as I said, right now, the threat in the last several years has been coming from lone wolf sorts of attacks. So I can dole out a little bit of that human Prozac you always say I have and say that this is a victory for justice. I don't think we're terribly safer. I don't think we're in terribly greater danger as a result of it. But, you know, it does send a pretty powerful message.
All right. Dr. Tom Mikaitis, he's a professor of history over at DePaul University. He's a terrorism expert, and he's right. I do call him my human Prozac because usually after big things happen in the world of terrorism, you always make me feel so much more calm after this. What else? What do you see happening next?
Oh, I don't think on this particular front, I don't see a whole lot happening yet. You know, he was an old man. I don't know how much hands-on he actually had. You know, he may have gone back as kind of a victory lap or a triumph thing. So I don't think there's, much more that we're going to be looking to do at this point. But we'll see.
Okay, we really appreciate it. Thank you for squeezing us into your schedule today. And where can people follow you? I know Twitter's probably the best place.
The best is at Dr. Mikaitis on Twitter, because that's where I put all the things, links to all the things I publish and all the interviews I do.
I know. You're an author, a terrorism expert, a professor, and an all-around good guy. Human Prozac. We appreciate it. Dr. Tom Mikaitis, thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
You too. Take care, Wendy.